Hello.
Oh, hi, Bill.
It
Hey, Bill, I missed your call. I was actually on with Elliot and somebody else when you called in. There was a conference call, so I just figured I would call you back.
Well, that's nice of you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I tried to reach Elliot earlier and I was unable to.
Okay.
But I had a little time. I thought I'd give you a call. I've got to be somewhere shortly. My wife's going through some medical issues. I've got a doctor's appointment to get her to.
Yeah, and I hadn't I just reconnected with Elliot actually probably about really like a month ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago when we started actually really talking again, 'cause whatever, we had some differences there when he was going through a difficult time with his medical procedures or whatnot, but we kind of got back on the same page and stuff. And I was just asking him the other day, when he mentioned you, I said, well, I haven't actually spoken to Bill for a couple of years. I said, Bill actually helped me out. In fact, I hadn't repaid him yet. I said, and I'll be honest with you, I kind of like lost track of so many things because the type of stuff you're talking about, my health has been okay, but things in the family, just, a lot of difficulties. And I was asking him how your wife was doing. And he said, no, she's still going through some medical stuff. So,
Yeah, she had a couple of kidney stones that got the infected kidneys, and then the bacteria ended up getting into her blood system, and she went sepsis. And so it was a it's been
Oh,
a 3 week
geez.
ordeal. We hope today to end the last piece of we're still in the Carolinas where it turned up.
Yeah, kind of back at, things have been just a lot of family issues that have gone on in my world, since my father passed. I'm back in the Carolinas. I made a recent trip to New York. Cost me a ton just, a couple of weeks ago for more family funerals. And there was one that was completely, one was, hey, my uncle lived a long life. It was tough at the end, but the other one was completely unexpected. So I've been back, I kind of, going back and forth, but for the most part, situated in the Carolinas, at least
Oh,
through this,
nice.
yeah, through the springtime, Be here full time or whatnot, that kind of thing. But anyway, yeah. So it's good just to hear your voice. I hope your health is okay. And just it was good to like, hey, I had to get back on the same page with Bill anyway. He mentioned, that and we don't have to do it now because it sounds like you got some things going on, but it just take a little time that you may remember some of the history. With the Walt Somm ordeal and just even what some of Cy's planning might have been around that house for the kids and just things like that. He thought that, you might have some insight on.
Okay. Well, Elliot would know what I know, but I have enough time that I can chat about that for sure.
Yeah, okay.
So
So I mean,
let's just start from this perspective maybe 20 years, but could be plus or minus that before I knew Cy.
if I can, because this might help focus it, I'll give you kind of my take of like what I know from Elliot, and then you can kind of say, well, maybe yes, maybe no, but this is what I know. So basically, the way Elliot's, portrayed it as me is that his parents invited him and Candace to come to Boca. They wanted the grandchildren to be close to them. They basically promised him a house, that he would have, they would have pretty much forever. It would always be kind of paid for. Now, part of the story that you may not, have been in tune with, but Elliot had his technology stuff and the patent stuff going on in the background. And he, his father was a big investor in that and knew a lot of the things. That basically, Elliot described it as because his father wrapped it up in the LLC and the trust so that basically it would protect Elliot and the kids, and that was always kind of the intention. He kind of said Walt Somm was a pretty good friend. They had a pretty good business relationship, and that he should be paid off like immediately, right, once Cy passed, or he was going to get paid off immediately, or should have been, kind of thing. That's the general gist that I got.
Again, I knew Walt for a long time, and Walt mentioned to me he was getting ready to people on his staff. He was the rainmaker and schmoozer and all over town kind of guy, and he had a great staff of people back office that he could just take information to and paperwork, and they'd fill it out, and he'd go on to the next call.
But now, was the business with you inside, or he was just some?
Yeah, well, that's where I'm trying to get here. Okay. So I said to Walt, "Well, Walt, we're busier than we can imagine right now, and we sure could use some back office help." So Cy and Walt met, and they negotiated an arrangement where Walt's back office and his Transamerica relationship — he was general agent, brokerage manager with Transamerica — would move into the same building, same floor, with contiguous office space to where we were located. His staff would move in there, and Cy made an arrangement to pay the staff people out of production and that kind of stuff. And anyway, so it went when Elliot decided in Candace that he was Elliot ready to come back, and Cy, you know, had reached out to him. Shirley was especially anxious to get them back here because she missed the three grandchildren, three boys that Elliot has. And so as Walt's retiring, he's talking about moving up to the Villages north of Orlando. And he said, "I got to sell my house," which is in Boca, not very far from where Cy and Shirley live.
Okay.
So it was a natural conversation for Cy and Shirley to have with Walt that we might be interested in it because our son and his three boys want to come back. The house happened to be located in the backyard of the house has a swimming pool. And then beyond the swimming pool is a fence. And beyond the fence is a private school, St. Andrews,
yep,
which is very, very prominent, prestigious school here.
Yep.
And so I said, "Man, this would be great. It's not far from where I live. It's a nice house for the kids with the pool. And we could put them in school right behind here so that they could just go through the fence and they're on campus." And, you know, it touched all of Cy's bases.
Mm-hmm.
So Cy and Walt agreed to a sale. And my recollection is the sale price was somewhere in or around $350, $360, somewhere in that neck of the woods.
Okay.
I think this was in 2008. And so they negotiated a deal, and apparently because of some of the litigation issues that Cy was concerned about that Elliot could find himself in — I didn't know any of Elliot's background or details at that point. He was just a name I knew.
Sure.
But he decided, Fesher and Spallina, they're the ones that advised it, and I think it may have been because Florida homestead protection does not extend to entities or corporations. It only extends to individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So if Elliot and Candace were the owners of the property and something happened where, you know, a lawsuit was filed and whoever won, theoretically they could take away the house because it didn't have the homestead protection. So Tesher and Spallina, and you know, those guys aren't worth the spit on the ground,
but
they created this trust for the purpose of purchasing the house. So the Bernstein children — I don't know how it extended or money, I don't know all the, you know, intricate details down in the weeds, but each of them had trusts. And when I say children, I mean the grandchildren.
Right.
So I had created trusts, and he used some of the trust money as the money, I guess, to pay for the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then he asked Walt to add on a second mortgage so that it was sort of a belt and suspenders against legal action, because I was hyper concerned about that.
Right, right.
So now you have the Bernstein Family Realty purchases the house. Bernstein Family Realty signs a mortgage agreement with Cy, has the mortgage for Bernstein Family Realty, even though I think he used trust money to, you know, facilitate the purchase. But again, right. I wasn't in the weeds with that.
Yep. And so Candace did. I think Candace has a document where I think it was paid through a title company, but Bernstein Family Realty, I guess through the trusts, had come in and maybe paid, you know, like $230,000 or $200,000 or whatever of the $350,000 or whatever that number was, leaving that $100,000 mortgage with Sam, and then Simon came in and he kind of like belt and suspenders thing. I think you're talking about.
Right. Yeah. So the initial purchase was the money that the kids had, and then the balance. And so I could have paid cash for it, but he wanted to have that, you know, double layer protection with another mortgage. So, So Walt Somm agreed to a first mortgage. Walt wasn't going to be a second mortgage. He was a primary mortgage on the property. And as memory serves me, it was about $110,000.
Yep. So
he and Cy agreed that the $110,000, that Cy didn't need to amortize it. All he needed to do was pay the interest on it. And the interest was paid every year for the first 3 years.
Yep.
And then in the fourth year, they would renegotiate the interest that was on the mortgage. And if they couldn't come to an agreement, then Cy would just take care of paying off Walt the amount of money.
Okay.
I guess in 2000, maybe it would have been 11 or 12, whatever it was, maybe 12, spring of 2012, I think there was a mortgage executed, interest that was agreed upon by both parties, and so the mortgage continued.
Okay.
In 2008, Cy, in addition to some of the other documents he was doing, named me as the successor personal representative and successor trustee for his will and trust. I think Shirley was primary in both. But he was concerned that if something happened to Shirley before him, that he obviously wanted somebody already named in there. So he listed me in those two documents.
Okay.
Because I knew Walt and because I knew what was going on with the sale of Walt's house, I said to Cy when ultimately Shirley died in December, she died December the 8th of 2010, what your wishes are here. The three boys through Bernstein family in each own a third of that entity, and that entity to Walt and also to you, to ultimate would be to your estate. I said, do you want in your estate? I wasn't in the weeds on his estate planning, only that I would be the, you know, guy that would be the PR successor or successor trustee of the trust. But I said, the three kids that live there now, do you want them paying a mortgage payment to the other grandchildren since your assets are being distributed to your grandchildren?
Right.
He said, don't be silly. He said, I've only got that on there as a creditor protection, asset protection. It's my goal and intention that they will live in that house free and clear of any mortgage for as long as they choose to.
Yep.
So upon my death, you're to do two things. He's talking to me as the PR. Number one, you are to pay off Walt Somm, whatever balance is due, immediately. Number two, you're to rip up the mortgage that has been executed between Bernstein Family Realty and me and throw it in the garbage.
Okay, perfect.
You're not to execute any, you know, anything other than just paying off Walt, and that's the end of it.
Yep.
So his words were, don't be silly. I don't want the three grandchildren living in the house having to pay a mortgage payment to the estate of Simon Bernstein, which then would take, I don't know how many grandkids he had, let's say it was 10, so 70% of the payment would then be able to go to the other grandchildren.
Right, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Which to me was stupid. That's why Cy said, don't be silly, just rip it up.
Right.
He said, I'm only doing it for asset protection. I'm not doing it for any other purpose. There, you know, there's, and there was no payment that I'm aware of that was ever paid to Cy from any mortgage. Second, it was a second mortgage, by the way.
Right, right, right. No, that's interesting. And that's consistent. That's entirely consistent with the way Elliot has basically explained it. I mean, you've offered some more details, and where I kind of, like I said, just kind of been reconnecting with him, kind of trying to come in and help just piece some things together that we were trying to do before. And so I forget some of the history. I do remember you being named as PR or successor trustee or something at one point, but I forget what happened, how that kind of, didn't that get flip-flopped after he died somehow, or how did that change, I guess? I'm forgetting that piece of things.
Well, in retrospect, now that I've had a chance to sit back and take a deep breath and look at how everything unfolded, I think I know why Ted Bernstein did what he did.
Mm-hmm.
But the agreement that I had with Cy and Ted in our working relationship was that I took no salary, I took no benefits. All I expected was 15% of the net retained commissions. So it was after we paid for some of the expenses. So net retained commissions, 15%. And that would be my compensation for doing whatever I did.
Okay.
So it was a no-risk proposition to them. All they would pay me is 15% of the net retained. And away it went. So Cy was in love with the deal, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that was... Mm-hmm. Well, we started knocking the cover off the ball through a lot of hard work and dedication and traveling and things that I was doing around the country and relationships I had had with big insurance companies and their senior officers. And so in 2007, I think my compensation was somewhere in the mid $2.5 to low $3 million range.
Okay.
Well, for Ted, that was a lot of money to be paying out, even though it only ever came out of a piece of what we brought in.
Right, right, right. And it's okay, so that's fine-tuning me a little bit there. Doesn't Ted ultimately, like, kind of steal some of the money, or he mixed
there it? You go. So in 2008, Cy came to me and said, listen, we're going, because the markets and everything started getting a little choppy. He said, you don't need the money. I said, no, Cy, just put it in the bank. I don't, you know, I'm not going to run. Buy a boat or a yacht or something just because I can. It's not who I am. Put the money in the bank. He said, okay, here's what we're going to do. In 2008, at the end of the year, we're going to Ted and I are each going to take $1 million salary. And then above that, you'll get your 15% net retained commissions for whatever exceeds that amount. I said, that's fair. Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
2008 comes around, it ends. We had a pretty good year, believe it or not. But at the end of the year, I got nothing. Cy and Ted said, well, the markets have collapsed. The funders are drying up. We're going to have to yada, yada. So none of us are going to take anything. Well, I, lo and behold, found out later that Ted took $3.5 million and maybe Cy took close to $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I found that out from somebody who was handling some of the bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
So I continued, but I didn't find it out for a few years later.
And
so
I forget that. Now, was Cy aware that you didn't get paid? Or are you not sure on that part?
He's aware of everything that goes on with the money.
Okay. But
2009 went by, 2010 went by, 2011 went by. And I was getting drips and drabs of little checks and things of this nature, renewal checks and some stuff. But finally, in 2012, I had had enough of it. I had actually developed a couple of medical conditions, polymyalgia rheumatica being the most serious.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to Cy and Ted. We had some office. I'm getting tired of this. I'm coming in here to work every day. I'm working. I'm holding this place together. We're doing a bit, you know, yada, yada. And I need to get paid. So I said, here's the money that I'm owed based on our agreement.
Right, right.
So long story short, No, and it was around that time that Cy had decided that he was going to disinherit Ted and his sister Pam.
Okay.
So the two of them are fighting like cats and dogs and screaming in the office.
Yep, I heard about that.
And so as a result of all of that fighting and the fact that I hadn't been paid and I was getting disgusted with the whole operation, Cy was like a zombie walking around.
Mm-hmm. And Shirley was already gone for a couple of years by this point too, right?
Yes, because Ted and Pam were beating him up mentally and emotionally.
Yep.
So I decided that I would resign, and I filed a lawsuit in June of 2012 to be paid the money that I was owed and not collected. And as a result of that lawsuit, Tesher and Spelina and Ted came together and decided that they would convince Cy to change his will. And suddenly and mysteriously, Cy dies in the month of September 13th, 2012.
Right.
Toxicology reports had arsenic and cadmium in his blood at levels that no one could ingest.
Right.
Just eating, a piece of something that would have arsenic in it.
Right.
It had to have been forced into him. And it was at that time that the girl, whose name I forget, was living with him as his housekeeper.
Oh, okay. I remember hearing about her, and I remember that. I can find the name somewhere, yeah.
And she was the one responsible, under Ted's direction, to give his father medicine, and he, I believe, Ted provided medicine. I'm speculating there. I don't know that as a fact. But it was just too odd that right after, so I think the big picture was for Ted to separate me from Cy's relationship. Obviously, Ted and Pam, I'm sure, were somewhat hurt or concerned when Cy mentions me as the successor PR and trustee.
Right. Right. So there is in fact a document, I'm pretty sure I've seen it somewhere, where William Stansbury is named as a trustee and PR or just trustee.
I'm not, but he knew her health had not been good and he was concerned that something happened to him before her because he had the heart issue.
Yeah.
He wanted her, but he said if that happens, you need to be, and Shirley was there, you need to be assisting Shirley in all these matters and don't let our children try to bully you.
So if I can short circuit part of it, my recollection is from there, yes. And that's what it all looks like. And I got to tell you, I have a scientific mind. I have a fact-based mind, and I'm not one to, I can entertain things that maybe other people would never even think about believing. The circumstances around the father's episode in the hospital and then the body going missing and then the toxicology reports, that was always very disturbing to me. And what was also really disturbing to me, this was after I started having conversations with you, because I think you were one of the first ones who got the initial information on that Lion's Head Land Trust or whatever that was. The whole circumstances of that Hume alleged suicide was really, really disturbing. And to me, there's just too many coincidences is what I think. I think Ted is in the background on a lot of difficult, dirty things. has strong-armed a lot of things. Alan Rose has been, you know, the fulcrum, I think, for most of that. You know, pretty much where they're at right now is they're first just trying to, and that's where I guess Walt himself apparently passed away in the last couple of years himself too. Is that what happened, or?
He's been dead a year. I think he died last January. Had an issue that took him to the hospital. It was a cardiac issue, and he'd had a history of those. And then in the hospital, he got COVID.
Mm.
And that was the end of Walt.
Because him and I pretty much, we fell out of regular contact. I'm trying to think of when I reached out to you to help me during that hurricane. I think that was 2018. That's what I'm thinking. Him and I hadn't been in contact for close to a year at that point. In fact, and so we weren't in contact for almost 2 or 3 years, you know. A little occasional text or email that would get shared, but it wasn't like a dialogue, you know what I mean? But what he told me recently is that going back maybe 2 years ago, he thought he had a deal in place with Walt before he passed away, and then all of a sudden something shifted. And it also looks like, you know, the wife maybe, you know, is not as akin to all the by this lawyer and Ted to kind of manipulate what they're doing in the proceeding.
I can't speak to that. I think what happens is, as I'm starting to see, is as we age, things that we could deal with when we were younger that were, you know, okay, I can deal with it. As we get older, it becomes, you don't want to deal with it. It's just, you know.
Right.
And I think that's where Walt was, in the final stages of his life. And then ultimately, Pat just doesn't want to deal with it. She's just relying on the lawyers. The lawyers are happy to keep dealing with it because that runs the clock. And the house, so I think they collectively all thought they could sell the house for at least what the pay off the wall with interest and legal fees would be, and the legal fees would come over to them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, all that speculation, but I never much talked to Walt about any of this because it wasn't something that I wanted to get in the middle of because, sure. As I said, I was friends with him 20 years before I ever met Cy.
Right, right. You knew him, what's that now? You knew him for how long?
I met him in the 80s.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I didn't meet Cy until 2004 or something.
Sure. So it's just like, yeah, stay out of, yeah. Because at that point in time, you know, you both had your own things going on where, hey, guess what? Because of the whatever you want to call it, the manipulation, the fraud, the Ted, this or that, you were both left stuck where, and yours obviously much bigger numbers, right? So
and I'm, you know, speculating on some of what I'm saying, that maybe Ted recognized that, you know, that it would be easier for him to, you know, that if I didn't get paid, ultimately I'd leave.
Right.
And so that, I think, was his M.O. from the beginning, to get me out of the picture and change the will and the trust. Mm. Kevin, I've got to leave now. My wife's done. A doctor appointment's coming up.
Okay.
So I think that's all you need to know, though, right?
At
the end of the day, Cy's directive to me was, if I kick the bucket and Shirley's gone, here's what you're to do. You're to pay off Walt immediately, whatever. He's owed principal and the balance of the interest for the – for the months that throughout the year that I was alive. After you've done that, rip up the mortgage that the BFR would have for the estate of Simon Bernstein, throw in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellie, Candace, and the kids will have a house to live in free and clear.
Because he was trying to see, you know, the condensed short version, if there's something that, you know, you would be willing to just even put into like a statement form in case it's ever needed. You know what I mean? Because he does have things.
Well, if it's needed, I can do it, obviously. But I do need to run, Kevin. Yep. I got to hop in the car now.
Okay.
My wife's appointment's coming up.
We'll talk again. Well, yeah.
All All right. Thanks. Good chat. Well, yeah, take care.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Yep.